Rabbi Yossimo.
Child is like this. Imagine you have a chocolate bar sitting in front of you. You've got a lahit bar.
And Monday night.
Five sections. It's a big bar of chocolate. A geschmacka bar of chocolate. And I know that I've got this feeling that if I take one piece of chocolate, you'll be okay with it, and you'll be quite happy if I took a bar of chocolate. After all, a piece of chocolate. After all, we're coming on a daily basis to geschmacka share. And if I knew, let's say, I have this in mind, I have the impression that if, let's say, you would see me take one piece of chocolate, you would be happy. Let's say I genuinely believe, and that is actually the case, that 2 minutes time when you come inside and you see the bar of chocolate, and I tell you, no, by the way, I just took one of the pieces of your chocolates, you'll be more than delighted. Does it make it mutter 2 minutes ago when I go and help myself to a piece of chocolate which is lying in front of us? Is it clear to Shaila? We've got a bar of chocolate. I know that you would be okay with me to take up a piece of chocolate. Just one piece, we're not talking about the whole bar. One piece of chocolate, I know that you would be okay with it. And indeed, that is real the Matthias. A filahochi, it's mufurish in halacha, that such a thing is considered a problem because of the concept called Yush Lemidas. What shaykhus has that got? Yush Lemidas, we know that if you find something in the street and the Bailim didn't know about that, he lost it yet. So we don't consider Yush Lemidas as Loihav Yush. We don't call it that he's Miyash, even though that had he known about it, he would be Miyash. Abaya holds that Yush Lemidas, Loihav Yush. Who do we pass the night? Abaya Varova? Who do we pass the night? Usually we pass like Rova, besides for Yal Kagam, and the Yud of the Yal is Yush. So we pass him like Abaya, that Yush Lemidas, if I pick something up, and he would have been Miyash, but he just doesn't know about it to be Miyash, Lo Yehavi Yush, it doesn't work. Therefore, right, it wouldn't make enough Gemina. Oh, we're going to get to the run in a second. The run says that. Now, so you've got like it is. Similarly, says Toysfus. Toysfus then, Chafbeis says, that the same concept that we find by Metzia applies to Geneva as well. That means, when it comes to Geneva, obviously if I know, if you're Makbid about your bar of chocolate and I steal it, that's obviously Geneva. But what happens if I know that you'll be okay with it? Says Tosfos, we apply the same concept that you find by Metzia. Yush lemidas lo have yush, we don't consider that as if you're giving consent. So too, when it comes to Geneva, we don't consider that as if it's giving consent. Listen to the Loshon Shulchan Aruch Rav. Says Shulchan Aruch Rav la'alocha. Va'afilo im boruloi, even if it's certain to you, that if the owners would know that you took it, as a yismuchu, they will rejoice, v'yogilu, mipnei ahavosam oisoi. Even if I know with certainty that you'll be okay with it, you're okay with it, please. You got a whole tub of nuts, and I just take two or three, just before the shear. No, you got a whole tub, but you're not a makbid on it. I know that you'll be okay with it. Maybe I'm making an assumption. So too by Geneva, we say the same thing that Lefikoch, Hanichnas, Leparagus, or Tagina, we say it also, even if you know you're friends of his and you know that you won't be makbid, unless it's something that you have had previous experiences, you've had previous consent that he's given you permission to take previously. Every night I come and there's a nice chocolate there, and I take a little bit, and I've asked already previous permission, that's going to be okay. And listen how he ends off the Shulchan Aruch Rav. V'tzorech lahazir l'rabim, you have to announce it l'rabim, shenichsholim bozeh machmas chisorin yudia. Because there's a big chisorin yudia. So I'm the kind, the Shulchan Aruch Rav, lahazir oison l'rabim, to say that such a thing is definitely a problem to do l'aloch. So that is regarding taking something that I haven't had permission on. And now the question is, how does that shtim with the Shulchan Aruch that we mentioned yesterday, which is crucial for all very negated geshailas? We mentioned the Shulchan Aruch says, if let's say I go past your house and I see that on your gates, you've got a wooden gate, and I need a toothpick, and I peel off a little bit of wood to clean my teeth with that toothpick. Says the Shulchan Aruch, it's mutter. Why is it mutter? Because this is something that everyone doesn't mind. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says there. Now again, you have to understand the case. Now, okay, the Yerushalmi didn't mention that. Everyone done that. But since the fact is it doesn't happen, the Chazon Ish already tumults about this Yerushalmi. The Maaseh Shulchan Aruch says that if we can assume that not so many people are going to come, and it's, you have to understand. Sorry, it's not a Shabbos, it's Gonish, right? Okay, but now, okay, so it has to be, you have to know. Yes, so the truth is, the case of Shulchan Aruch doesn't reflect. Now, the truth is, the case of Shulchan Aruch is not necessarily what we are talking about. Really, what's negeh to us, we have to reflect it back onto what would be negeh to us. Maybe the gates in those days, they had wooden, it wasn't so far, it didn't cost £1,000 like you have these days. You have nice wooden gates and a person will be makbid. We're talking about, you have some pieces of wood over here, rough wood, and then Shulchan Aruch says something which everyone's not makbid on, something that no one's makbid as a smutah. So, go on.
If you pick up something in the before you pay for it, then you open the packet.
Oh, that you'd have to know, really, the problem is that you haven't paid for it. So you'd have to know if the shops will be makbid on that. That we're going to have to come to that. I want to show that it was something very interesting. Really, this seems to be a stira. On one hand, we say that I can't take your chocolate, even if I know that you're okay with it. I know you're okay with it. And I know. And I was right. Yet, when it comes to something like the gate, well, let's say, we have to think of more of a practical case where a person's tackled that. You know what I think of? I think of a bush. Thank you, Raya. It's exact smack on. You have to relate, you can't really picture what was going on in the time of Shulchan Aruch, you know what gate meant. Nowadays, the gates are very expensive. A bush. We're not so mad when the person goes along, he has this habit of peeling off these bushes. Yeah, so people, you can confidently say people don't really, not really mad with it, unless you have a mafunuk, right? But some people are not usually makbid. If you take a leaf off, there's no real problem. So how does that stem with the other sif that we mentioned before, the Shulchan Aruch? The Teretz is part of it, that the chocolate, you can't say that it's a universal mechila that a person doesn't mind anyone taking, right? Only a specific person that you feel comfortable with. So then it's gazok around the issa that you can't make that assumption. Not because you're wrong, partially because in Hilchas Geneva it doesn't work. We can't take on that you will be okay with it. Because it's something that you really are makbid. And I'm coming along with a shtickle teira that, no, you're okay with it. Doesn't help. It's a chat, because it be'etzem on this chocolate surpassed the din gazela. If someone were to steal it from you, even a small piece, surpassed the din gazela because you're makbid. I'm coming along with a shtickle teira that you are okay with it. And I'm taka right. Doesn't help, because of the concept in Halacha Yishul Midas, by Yishul doesn't work. You can't take the assumption, not because you're wrong, I could be right, but because it's again, in Halacha, we pass in Yishul Midas Le'ever Yish. That's a Poshta Halacha which the Shulchan Aruch is talking about. What the Shulchan Aruch mentioned, when you get to the gate, and let's talk about the case of the bush, that is talking about, for everyone is not Megea. And therefore, when I go back to the shayla that we ended off the shayla yesterday, speaking about a very negedic shayla, I think, where you've got cakes left over from a kiddush by Shabbos day, and Shabbos afternoon you go upstairs to the Ezra's Noshim and you see trays of cake, and you want to help yourself to a cake. We hesitated and we said that if the cakes are quite menschlichtig and they're put together, you know, so then there could be a problem to take one, because we haven't got this universal consent that is similar to the bushes. It's perhaps similar more to the chocolates. Now, unless you're the case of in America, which Rav Shevet Halevi speaks about, where it's omer to be thrown out, it's standing to be thrown out. Actually, you can say that, it's fine. But if you haven't, in England, where it could be the derech to take back the trays of cakes, again, it also would depend on the cake. And I think Nachman Dov mentioned yesterday a very good gather. What would happen if you're wading way through some of those cakes and the Baal Simcha rocks up? He walks in the door. Would you feel comfortable? Now, if it's like a random cake, you're slumped all over the place and it doesn't seem to be anything choshev, so then fine, you'll feel comfortable. You wish a mazel tov and you feel at ease. But if it's an ice cream cake and you see there's only 5 left and it's not so geschmack, you haven't got that umdana, so you see the crunch of it is. It has to be something which is a universal heta, which is a universal assumption that we can make that a person's not makbid, then it's okay. But if it's something in which people can be makbid on some people, then you can't come along and say, yeah, but he doesn't mind me having. It doesn't help. Because that's of the concept of Yishul Midas. Lo Yehavi Yish applies to Geneva as well. Of which one?
You take a toothpick from the gate, it's not even
shot by a quarter. Nah,
I don't think you can get for a quarter.
Oh, so now the fact that something's not worth a shomer putah wouldn't be a heter because shomer or shomer. Yeah. The Sma says chatzi shei is osam not toira, but it could be something which is so cheap. It could be people are generally not makan the moshah. I'll tell you something. If a person got a shop, okay, he's got a shop and he gives that and he's got ketchups. You know these small ketchups that you can just use for the chips. So that you can say a person, the shopkeeper can maybe have an akpada if someone random in the streets, he wants to use it for his own chips. The person can maybe have his akpada, but if you got loads of toothpicks, maybe because it's so cheap and it's so insignificant, maybe you have got, maybe that is similar to the gate. So it really depends on what is akpada. Now, how do you define akpada? It has to be pretty clear that a person is not makbid. That means if you go to a shop, let's ask the shayla, you go to a service station, you're driving to London. Can you really can't drive to London now, right? I don't know what the halacha is. Unless you're driving to London, and because you're getting a vaccine, okay? So you're allowed to drive to London, and on the way you stop by a service station, if they're open. Okay, so you've got the service station, and you want to, you have a pot noodle on the way. What you want to do is, you want to get a spoon from the Costco, or Costa, or whatever they call themselves, yeah? You want to get one of the spoons. Is it okay just to nip by, no one's going to see?
Is it going to happen?
Mamela was. Mamela is Makbid.
Now
the shayla is, if the shop owner would see this scene, imagine he doesn't see the couple, imagine you got a hat on, and you come inside and you see the person just taking a spoon. Does he care?
Of course he cares.
So now, I think if you ask some people to say he will care, ask some people, I think yesh v'yesh. So if it's yesh v'yesh, and you can't assume that it's so posh or okay, then yeah, you've got that problem. But if it's like a toothpick, something really minor, then the chayra should be okay. So really, I'm not really coming to tell you any chidushim. I'm just saying that there's a shulchan acharav that says that you can't come along saying that he doesn't mind. On the other hand, says if it's a universal consent, then it's fine. And you have to plug into when you think it's nageya. So if you ask, sorry? Oh, so they actually discuss that. Yes, a person randomly comes. Exactly. He's got the shayla. People sometimes go to shops and to use the services there, to use the shiratim, use the beis hakiseh. So the chayyur would have to ask permission. Can you go inside without asking permission?
No, it's not
yours. Oh, I like that. I like the simplicity of that answer. Amazing. It's not yours. That's really how we have to look at Geneva. I like it. Yeah, that's like we have to look at it. We have to look at it. You have to understand, some people will say they're not makbid. Okay, but where you have some people will say they are makbid, then you can't rely, you can't say it's okay. The heter is only if it's something that kimat no one's makbid. Once you have something which kimat no one's makbid, then okay, you can go ahead and take a toothpick from Costa. I think if you take a toothpick on the side, that could be that's a davar mutter, because it's so insignificant that people you can probably say that kimat every shop owner wouldn't be, so unless he's got a gaiva issue. But ba'etzem, it shouldn't really be a problem to take a small toothpick instantly. I'm not talking about you got a ganze coach of 50 bochum coming out only toothpicks, right? We're talking about a person who happens to need a toothpick. But again, I hesitate about a spoon. But you've got plastic spoons, and you're talking about a big spoon. Yeah, yesh lodin about it. You need a spoon. You need a keli to wash your hands. The tilis yadayim on the service station. Can you take a cup? There's a ganze queue over there. You can't be bothered waiting for asking permission of a local fan. You want to just grab hold of a cup to wash your hands. So is that going to be okay? You're going to say it's a mitzvah habab avera. But the maisa, if you can say, again, we're just saying ifs, and this is if we can assume that shopkeepers don't usually care, what would you say? Do you say, well, if you imagine you were the owner of a Costa, is it called a Costa? Costco, yeah, Costa. Okay, and you are the owner there, and you see someone just innocently going past and picking a cup. What would you say? Yes, Lovin, it depends on how much money you're making, I suppose. Okay, yes, Lovin, but not always can you assume to say that's okay.
They don't care, they'll at least ask.
They say again, it's a guy thing, so you have to know what it was fit under. Okay, let's move on. Sorry? It's in the open. Yeah, sometimes you tucker see in the middle of nowhere, it's like an island of all the stuff, and they tucker, don't care. We're not talking about being caught or not. We're just saying, what is the mindset of people? It has to be that almost no one will be makbid, then it's okay. Otherwise, you'll have to have permission. So, in a chayr, if a person wants a cup to wash his hands and a spoon, the chayr, it could well be you should have to ask permission. because it's similar to the case that we mentioned from the Shulchan Aruch. You can't assume, we can't assume that he'll be. And even if you can assume, yeah, he's okay with it, but Lamaisa, unless you know, then it's not going to work. Okay, we have to move on.
I think you have a pencil.
We're going to come to everyone and see where we're going to come to it. You should know there's an incredible seder that we've got over here, because if you think about your case, it's not the same as what the case we're talking about is taking it for good. Your case is called a shoyl, and shoyl shlemi das is going to come later. We've got everything masuda because it's extremely, extremely delicate, this whole inyan. You'll see, it's amazing. Now we have to move on to taking something from Yenam, but not by taking something bepoil in action, but by withholding something that belongs to someone else. Okay? So, sorry, I forgot to mention the other case. Sorry, can I quickly throw something else in? This is the case that I just completely don't understand. You can have some people going to a hotel. I had a person there, I went to a hotel, and he comes back and he shows me his towel. Whether it was the Hilton or something else, I can't remember which one it was. It said Hilton. Okay? I'm sorry. It's just, he's totally not a good businessman. Because if you want to do Geneva, you start with 10 grand. You don't start with a towel, right? A towel, he's doing Geneva. This is Geneva. I mean, sorry, this is downright Geneva, right? The fact that it's a goy, yeah, it doesn't make any nafgimina. Because if you steal with your hands from a goy, it makes no nafgimina from a goy anyway. Right, this is, I just call it a bad business deal. Because if you're doing lay signo on a towel, it's just is not the gear. Okay, so now, so where usually you can assume that it's they're giving it to you to take home, you finish off. But I must tell you, someone once told me he's in a hotel and he's there, he's allowed to have breakfast and he has to be out there by 10 o'clock. So do I. I've got another 3 minutes. So yeah. So basically, he said there's cartons there, orange cartons for breakfast, and now he takes one for the morning, and he said he's going to take. He wants to know, can you take another two for the day? Now that l'chayra is going to be.
They're not
that good. Okay, so you have to know the pashas is they've got it. There's a whole bit of an issue with that. That would have to be asked. A person would have to ask for that. But these sort of things, you should know the workplace. You should know that someone came to the stipler with a paper, and he told it, and for whatever reason they needed it copying, and he offered the stipler, you know something, where I work, there's a copy machine. I'll copy it tomorrow. He says, well, make sure you ask the bala boss. Straight away came out his mouth. Make sure that you ask the boss, the owner, that you're allowed to make a photocopy for me. Now, again, would you assume that a boss of a company would, you know, give a universal heter for an employee to make a photocopy? It could, you know, can you say that? So that's a bit, you can see all these things are a bit dodgy. And let's move on to the real shyness.
Using one off,
you
throw them away.
Which one?
Slippers in a hotel.
Yeah.
Slippers. Do they? So
if it's omer to be thrown away, then you can go and take it based on the zutta shalyam, the sugyam zutta shalyam, the Sheikh Alevi mentioned it when they get to the cakes. Okay, now this comes a very, very geschmack and a good eye. I must tell you, do you know, I call it the annoying uncle. You know, sometimes you're there Sunday afternoon and you've got your mashpocha comes over, and let's call it the uncle, right? Or let's say any other relative comes over, and he comes over and he sees there's a child, a 6-7-year-old child playing with his Playmobil, and he pulls away a person, right? He pulls away a car, and he starts playing around and says, you can't catch it yet, and he starts playing around with it, and then he gives it back. Okay, so he just has a fun. He comes over and he's got this mishigas that the way he likes to play around is by pulling something away from what the child is playing with, and he throws it in the air and tries to hide it and then gives it back. Azaza. You should know this is an interesting thing, because Shulchan Aruch says that to steal al manas lemeika, to chapa, is part of the issa of leisignov, right? And you should know, if you think this is a joke, the Gemara's got, listen to the Gemara's kasha. I think we've all seen this Gemara once, but the Gemara asked a phenomenal question. Why do you need a posuk of leisignovu? Leisignovu de kosav rachamada lomali. You recall such a Gemara? The Gemara Bamatzia has such a question. You don't need to write leisignovu. We know that you can't take other people's money from a nor. There's a musik that you can't take other people's money, even extra on a purchase, and you can't take people's money from ribis. The Gemara's got kashas. Why do you need the posuk leisignovu? Says the Gemara, you're right. We don't need the posuk. We could derive it from a nor and ribis, but we need it Like the Tanya for a manas le maker. If someone steals something, a manas to chepa, he plans to give it back. But to steal something, a manas le maker, the Gemara says that is what the Torah. When you hear leaning, loisig noivu, loisachachashu. That pasuk is referring to stealing a manas le maker. We have to discuss. We've got good mukaris, good stories. Mr. Shem, I think the shorim on this is too short. We're gonna have to throw it in tomorrow.